You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Dell is notorious for taping their customer service calls. And before I'll play the newest one, I'll play one that we played a while back, which is just a classic. Because this guy, you have to sort of get through the first couple of minutes here, but this is a classic meltdown. And I think, if I remember correctly, wasn't this dude calling because his dad's computer was jacked up?
I think it's his mom's computer, yeah.
Yeah, and so he didn't even need to be on the phone, really. It wasn't his computer, but his dad is probably a little bit older, doesn't understand how the whole thing works. So he's calling for his old man, and he just, like, loses it, completely loses it with the Dell guy.
Dell Hardware Warranty Support. My name is How can I help you?
Well, my mom got one. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Right off the bat.
Yeah, I'm having a problem. How about now? I got my phone on. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. You're breaking up a little bit, but...
Let me stop it there for a second, because you can already hear the irritation in the voice of the guy. Like, he's bummed he's on the phone. This isn't his computer. It's his old man's computer, so he's already...
His mom's, yeah.
So he's already sort of on the defensive, so this better go smoothly. Can you hear that?
Already, from the first thing he says, hello, can you hear me?
Right.
Somebody there.
Great. All right. Well, what I got is my mom's laptop here, and it won't turn off.
It won't turn off?
No.
Okay.
Since last week, if Windows is down, cannot turn it off, tried to turn off the power, everything, it won't turn off.
All right. Can I get the service tag?
I just gave it to you people. All right. Express service code is 409. You got it?
You think his mom's sitting right there going, oh, dear.
Well, you're yelling very loud. 49, is that right?
Yeah, it's close enough. All I need to know is how do you turn this thing off? You know, your automated crap sucks, all right? And I think you suck, all right?
Hey, you don't even know
him. How you turn this thing off? You understand that?
All right, well, I will just need to actually see what system you have here. So I'm showing that you – can I get the name on the account?
It's
all right, and the phone number is purchased out.
Why do you need all this? All I need to know is how do you turn the thing off?
I need to verify the owner of the system, sir.
Oh, the number is 72.
All right. And can I get your name?
My name is
And your last name?
I'm her son. Damn you.
Whoa.
Just jacking with him at this point.
People, I swear to God.
And your phone number?
My phone number is the same.
Okay. And your email address?
Why do you need that? You know, you're upsetting the out of me, all right, you f***ing ass. Look, damn it, the f***ing thing,
whoa,
will not shut off. You understand that? Since last night, and you got a battery problem as well, all right? What the hell the f*** going on with this thing? I'm getting very upset about this. You know, I've spent about an hour trying to talk to you people on this freaking automated crap you got, and that's what's got me all f***ing upset like this, all right? And if you didn't have all this automated crap on your phone system, then somebody would talk to a human. Do you know what a human is?
Yes, sir, I do, and I will...
You keep acting like a damn computer and keep asking me for these stupid questions when all I need to know is how do you shut this thing down? It says Windows is shutting down. It's been saying that since last night, all right? Now, how come it won't shut down, and how come I can't shut it down? What do I got to do, rip the damn battery out of the back of it?
No, you definitely don't want to do that.
Well, what do I gotta do? Will you please tell me?
So, do you not have an email address? That's all I need from you. Do you not have an email address?
I'm not gonna give it to you. All right, let's put it that way. All right. Because I have nothing to do with this damn computer. All I want to know is how you shut it down before it causes a damn fire. Will you tell me?
All right. So, to shut the system off, you see the power button on it?
I've been pushing it for the past 3 hours. It don't do nothing.
Okay, hold down the power button for 10 seconds right now.
You could have told me that. You know, you are not very freaking helpful. You know that? And you can put this in your freaking records, all right?
So you could tell he was upset, right? I mean, before the call even started.
And you know the guy, the employee, is totally jacking with him because he's like, yes, I need your... He's like at the yoga camp Hobby went to. Like, he gets more and more calm as the conversation progresses.
I really believe that guy right there was just totally jacking with him. Like, I'm going to set this guy over the edge right here.
Totally. And you know he's calling all of his friends over to the cube, like, listen to this. Come here. Come here.
There's a new one I'm going to play for you.
Everybody in the office.
He can't get in trouble for that because I'm sure it was by the book.
Oh, like, sure.
His chart says... get an email address and a phone number and check the serial number and blah, blah, blah before you start the call. Right. So his boss can't yell at him.
Right, he's doing his job.
Now, I'm going to play another one for you here in just a couple of seconds where it's the Dell guy that starts jacking with the client. Good morning, Q100. Hey, Amanda.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, what's up?
Well, I wanted to make a comment on the customer service thing. I work in customer service, being on the receiving end of those calls.
Yes.
It's hard not to lose your cool with those customers.
No doubt.
Well, I'm sure time after time after time, if you took two of those calls, I would imagine losing it on the third.
And you can't lose your cool on those calls.
If you
You're
ever
on the line.
I mean, those will get on the radio every single time.
Yeah.
I love those. Record those and send those to me.
Off the air, Bert was like giggling like a little schoolgirl listening to this next one he's going to play for us. But he's laughing, and we're all thinking he was like making fun of the commercials that were running and laughing at us.
No, this one is funny here because it's the Dell guy that just starts like provoking the client. And it's not necessarily tech support, but this dude is calling because he's seen an ad in a paper for a Dell computer. So he calls up Dell to just get a little clarification on exactly what he's going to get for his money. And the Dell guy starts, like, provoking him into trying to buy a computer and insulting the dude. So bear with the first couple of seconds through it, and then at about 60 seconds, you'll hear the Dell guy just start jacking with this dude.
Thank you for tuning in. My name is Robert. What can I build for you today?
Yeah, I'm calling about the computer that's on sale. It's $999. It's on a flyer that came in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to order that one.
Okay, let me confirm everything with you. We have a Pentium 4 processor, 520, with HD technology, 2.8 gigahertz. Okay, DVD player in the first bay and a free CD burner in the second base. No floppy drive. You want to add a 3.5 floppy drive?
Will this not do a disk? Hey, if I want us to put something on the disk, will it do it?
Yeah, actually, we recommend you the floppy because it's only $30, 3-0.
Okay, no, I don't want that.
Okay, are you sure? Because... the future is going to cost more money. Okay, no speakers.
Speakers don't come with it?
No, sir. It's not in the flyer.
Okay, well, let me read it a little bit better, and I'll call back.
Why?
Thank
you got the flyer in front of you?
Yes.
And why you call me? That gets back for me. You call me and call me again, it's going to be back.
I didn't realize that it didn't have speakers, and I don't want to have to order speakers for this price. So I'll just look somewhere else and find me another computer.
Oy! I can't believe it, like a little girl.
Oh!
I can't believe it, only for speakers. Go ahead, little girl. Little pussy girl. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Let me talk to your manager. You're going to let me talk to your manager?
Little baby hair. Little hooker.
That's how it ends?
That's how it ends,
yeah. I wanted them to keep going.
Oh, my God.
Did he call him a little hooker?
Yes, at the very end, he calls him a little hooker.
I'm going to start doing that.
Oy. Little girl, you a little girl, little girl, little girl, little girl, little girl.
No way.
Yes.
That is awesome.
Oh, I love those. That is the easiest way to get on the radio, if you send us those customer service calls.
I can't believe it, Paul. Oi. Little girl, you a little girl, little girl, little girl, little girl, little girl.
That's so awesome.
Get it? The Bird Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including Live Dealer, Blackjack, and Craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.